but it also came with Make Me Come Clit Sensitizer. Just been sitting on my desk. I don't remember where it's from.
So when we were
I haven't showed her that yet. She knows about the butt plug, but
got more going on than I do here.
I haven't used. Oh, we're recording.
Hey, you're the editor, so.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
This is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
So like last week, when we taste tested three of the six beers we got from our friend from Iowa.
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. On the last real deal, we're going to taste test the other ones. And right. We have. And we're going to start with Big Grove Brewery Que Sera Sour Ale. This refreshingly tart and surprisingly light wheat ale packs a big lemon punch and finishes with a bright sour pop. Drink with anything and enjoy anytime. Que Sera Sera. How'd you like it?
It's pretty good. So you did say it was, yeah, Big Grove Brewery. They're out of Iowa City, Iowa. Real quick, it's only 4.5% ABV. Honestly, it's probably my favorite out of the three we've had tonight. 100%
my favorite.
Yeah, it was a sour, but it's not too tart. Like I honestly like a good like tart sour. Like
me I too. Like the I was expecting more bit. Sour from it.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't really get a big lemon punch as it claims.
The color threw me because it's like a magenta and dark blue.
Oh, the color of the can.
Yeah. And so my head,
like my beer was not magenta.
My head went to like a raspberry thinking. So I was thinking that was going to be the kind of tartness. But then upon further inspection, the picture on the can is a hop with like an acorn cap.
Yeah, I think that's just their.
Just their logo.
Their logo.
But in glance, like I was thinking raspberry. So I was like a little let down by the amount of sour, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah. I would 100% agree, but you can follow. I like that they have their, like all their social stuff on there. So it's like at Big Grove Brewery, hashtag thirsty happens. That's cool. Yeah. It's solid beer.
All right. Second beer, Tricycle Cream Ale by Single Speed Brewing. Stray away from the beaten path. Ride on. Resting upon three wheels, each with a different stylistic vision, sits this hybrid ale. Wheel number one romanticizes about cream ale. Wheel number two longs for American wheat. While wheel three is captivated by the pale ale. Peacefully, they spin to the center of the room and Tricycle is formed, balanced by just enough hop character to remain upright. Together, they roll to a sweet, citrusy state. Right on.
So,
I don't like
again,
it.
So, I don't mind the cream ale. It's a little bit stronger. It's 5.2 ABV, 32 IBU, and 1.047 OG. Don't know what the fuck that is, but that's what it is. It's somehow both light and thick at the same time.
Yeah, like creamy, but not in like a set. Like when I'm thinking of something like thicker cream, I'm expecting that from like a stout or a porter.
I've had some good, like really thick, creamy ales before, but they're
also upon first crack of the can, it smells like milk. Like when
you
I first
got that, opened, I don't get
it. It smelled milky to me. It has a milk note, which is not something you want.
I don't know what makes a cream ale a cream ale.
Cream,
but it's possible. What I don't like, I don't
well,
know
no, it's wheel one. It romanticizes about cream ale. What the fuck was that, by the way? That was just a lost cause of a description.
Yeah, give you a whole story.
Go fuck yourself, single speed.
I don't know. I get a little bit of the sweet on that. I don't.
Yeah.
get much of the citrusy.
No citrus at all. And citrus has nothing to do with cream.
Unless it's a creamsicle.
But not the fucking Sun King orange cream ale. That was dog shit. And I stand by that.
What I don't like is reading their label. Label? Yeah, the label on their can. This part, I don't know if it's the same one yours, but on the back where they talk, it just has like the government warning and the company information. Mine looks like it's double printed. So it's fucking kind of weird, weirds out your eyes. It's kind of blurry. I hate that. I feel like they're just fucking with you. Like you're drinking and then they double print. Like mine looks like it's double stamped almost.
I don't know if that was on purpose though.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it just
I think it's just cheap printing.
Badly printed. But
I fucking hate it. Yeah. I know I've been drinking, but I know I haven't been drinking that much. It's just that was a solid two. We definitely drank these in order, by the way. I like that one better than the third one.
Speaking of the third one, Peace Tree Brewing Co.'s Blonde Fat Ale Ale.
Garbage.
Our Belgian style blonde ale will steal your heart as the unfiltered golden hue seduces your taste buds with surprising.
Nope.
Let's start that sentence over. Let's start that sentence over. One more time. Our Belgian style blonde ale will steal your heart as the unfiltered golden hue seduces your taste buds with surprising smoothness. It's spaced very badly.
It is. Yeah.
It's delicately hopped with Darien Golding and Celaya for medium aroma with a crisp and refreshing bite.
Nope.
There's a bite.
It's not refreshing.
The Belgian yeast adds hints of fruity complexity. No. But be warned, its mysterious charm will draw you in again and again.
I don't get that. I'd be warned, but not about
served coming at back. 8 Celsius, 48 degrees. Maybe we didn't serve it at the right temperature.
So mine comes out. I think my beer fridge usually hovers between 44. It averages about 45 degrees out of my beer fridge. So it was a little cold, actually, for this. So Peace Tree Brewing Co.,
I'll just say this. It tastes like aluminum foil. Like mine just tastes metallic.
So this is Peace Tree Brewing Co. If you read the label, it says brewed and packaged by Back Pocket Brewing. Stop it. Back Pocket Brewing LLC, Coralville, Iowa, for Peace Tree Brewing Co. Yeah, so they're just getting their shit canned out of another.
And it, well, because you can tell it's a small batch type place because it's got a sticky label on just a plain silver can.
Yeah.
But then also, it tastes like fucking metal. Like, all I taste is metallic. It's horrendous.
Yeah, I don't. I've learned more and more recently. I don't like Belgian, like, strong, like, wit beer stuff.
I want to finish it because it's.
This isn't a wit beer.
It's a fucking foil beer. It's an aluminum beer.
There's something with that unfiltered Belgian whatever.
You should have filtered it because it tastes like fucking metal.
Yeah.
It's like. It's
not good.
Our beer is brewed with a handful of pennies. Like, fuck. This sucks. This is so bad.
This is probably one of the. I mean, I don't know. You drank one by Upland a few weeks ago.
This is worse.
Okay. This is probably the worst beer I've
ever. Like, it hurts my fucking teeth. Like, it feels like it's like bouncing against my fillings.
Yeah.
God, this is terrible. I can't say enough bad things about this
beer. I know I started the like bad beer reviews a while back.
At least
we don't get too many bad ones. Like I talked about a bad one I had on here and like then I called out Upland.
And at least we've had some very mediocre like stuff. Beer. This tastes like the can.
It's not good.
It's like when you get like juice, like lemonade or orange juice out of like a cardboard. Like bottle rather than like a plastic one, and you can kind of taste the cardboard. It's like that, but with the fucking can. So anyway, we're talking about roommates today.
Jimmy
had roommates.
Who was your first roommate?
Say his name. Like you're not gonna say names. Like
I was waiting for you to be like, my parents.
No, well, his wife was still living with my parents. It was a friend of my sister, like after she graduated and she went to college, a friend of hers that was like a family friend at this point, he basically rented the front room of our house for a while and he lived there. So I kind of had a roommate. I lived with my mom and my stepdad, but we had another guy lived in the front of our house.
Did I know this?
Yeah, for like a year he lived in our house.
I don't know if I knew that.
Because he graduated, he wasn't doing it. He was just working at Pizza Hut and he needed a place to stay. So mom let him rent out the front room of our house and that was his room. He basically had like a studio apartment there.
That's really random.
Yeah. Who was your first roommate?
My parents.
It would have been your first year at IIT. Did you go directly into the frat or
no? When I went to college, I lived in the dorms. I lived in like the new fancy dorms in my college for the like first couple of weeks, and then I moved straight from there into the frat house. But my roommate there, he's actually the one who introduced me to the frat guys. We talked to each other a little bit like before we moved in, but it was like a random assignment. He was a cool guy. Wasn't really, I've learned I randomly attract the same type of people, kind of. He was a skateboarder, anime aficionado. I don't know, he was cool. I have no complaints about him.
What do you get mean? To know his little, you attract, what do you mean? The same type of people.
So
are you
after
ahead of yourself? No, we're not getting that far ahead yet.
Yeah.
But that's what you're talking about.
I've had more roommates than not really, really like anime, which is, there's no problem with that. Like, I've gotten into some anime stuff here and there, but like, I'm not like a fan.
Well, unless like you count all your frat brothers as roommates.
100%. No, because, well, in the house, I had to live with certain guys. I lived with 4 or 5 different people in the house.
Fair.
At least in my first year, I lived with 3 different guys in the house, and all 3 of them, no, 2 out of 3 of them, I was going to say all 3, 2 out of 3 of them really liked anime.
Well, when I got to college, I lived with a guy that I went to high school with.
Yeah, you cheated.
My first year of college.
Was there a reason you did that?
Well, my first year of college, I was living at home and I went to IUSB. Okay. So my second year, I transferred to Purdue, and he was already at Purdue, and it was like, oh, hey, how does that work? Like, oh, if you know someone you want to live with, you can just put down their name. He had already been there a year, so he got to, like, pick where he wanted to live, like, gotcha. Dorm-wise. If you're a freshman or first year, you get just randomly assigned unless you know someone that's already there. So it's like, oh, yeah, I like him. We're good friends already. So I lived with him, and then we were next door to 2 other guys that we went to high school with. And then after that year, the 4 of us got an apartment together.
So let's take it year by year. So we'll break it down because we don't have that many roommate living experiences. So what was your overall like first year outside of your house, like living with someone else? How was that?
That was good because we already got along. We were good friends. Before we had moved in, we ended up, you could either loft the beds or bunk them. We decided to just bunk them on one corner. He got the top bunk. I got the bottom. Had like a little TV set up and like a little futon thing in there.
I remember that setup.
We had 2 desks on either side where we had our little closet areas.
Yep.
No issues. We had a good time. The only issue was that was just our dynamic. Was he would make a pun and I would just start hitting him.
Can't say I ever had that dynamic with people, but.
Well, because we were talking one time, like as a quote I had saved on my Facebook for the longest time. And it was like, I was just eating like cheap food that I had in my fridge.
Yeah.
It was bologna. I had a lot of bologna and I'd eaten bologna like 3 days straight. And I was like, I've eaten nothing but bologna for 3 days. I was about to say I'm sick of it. But as I said, he cut me off and goes, full of it. so upset. But now I make puns. So I've gotten that from him.
See, like, did you ever, I said we're going to take this 1 year at a time. You never lived with someone like completely random though, did you? Like, you've always known them in some manner.
Yes. I never lived with a stranger.
Yeah. So like, I randomly moved in and the getting used to someone who you have absolutely no idea like who the hell they are is a really interesting dynamic. It's almost like you're going on a first date.
Yeah.
But like 24/7. So like I remember the first like couple of nights, it was really weird. Like, he was really, really cool because he was there a few hours before me. So like when I got like college, when I like got there with like my couple of bags and my whole family was there, like he came, like I texted him, I was like, hey, yeah. I'm like, he told me to text him when I got there. I was like, hey, yeah, I'm here. And like, he came down with another friend like he already had that was at the school. And like, they brought a cart over. Like, he helped me move all my shit up there. So he was a real friendly guy. Super helpful. So like, we were all in, and like immediately he's like, hey, we're gonna go downtown. And like, I was like, I pretty much never really been downtown Chicago. I like in high school and stuff, we'd pop up a few times, but like on my own really, and no, like never taken the train for sure. So he was just like showing me what to do, like showing me around first couple stops and stuff. I was like, he was very cool. This was from Chicago, which really helped. But yeah, I just remember the first couple nights of like, oh, like, when do you go to sleep? Which is always a weird, like, are we going to sleep at the same time?
Yeah.
Is it like, I'm going to sleep and you'll come back. Like, I think I actually ended up just like that first night, like just calling it. And like, he was like, oh, I'm going to go meet some more friends. I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm going to sleep. Just, you'll be fine. Like, you won't wake me.
Yeah.
But we were really good about like, hey, let's like arrange our room this way and do this. And like, we had plans, and even the guy, so we had like a weird, like every two rooms shared a bathroom in those dorms, which is kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
It was like kind of like a suite, but not really. Like, there was no shared space. It was just like we had a Jack and Jill bathroom. The guys that were like that shared our bathroom with us, complete stoners, like potheads. It was hilarious. Like, bongs in their room. And I was like, I don't know how you guys are going to get away with this. They didn't. I think they got caught smoking like the second weekend. I was like, what?
Nice.
So yeah, so both of us actually moved out and we moved into the frat house. So they had, and we told them, we're like, yo, we're going to leave our door unlocked, like the bathroom door. So they had an adjoining, they had just had an extra room on the other side of the bathroom.
Okay.
That we left open for them. So they, I don't know how long they had that. I'm sure it's at some point they came, like the school came and checked it, but they said they never filled, like they never filled that room. It was just always like they had an extra room essentially the whole year, which is cool. But yeah, so I randomly got put into the frat house with like a guy who's probably the quietest, like I was like socially awkward, but like probably the most like introverted guy in the house. Very quiet for not what you would picture your typical frat guy, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely like the opposite of what I wanted to be when I got there. Like, I wasn't there to like party and go out and make friends, but like the second I was in the frat, I was like, yo, I'm gonna be as social as possible. Like, I'm gonna get to know all these guys. I'm in the house with 50 guys, you know, I'm gonna get to know them all. So like, I was coming and going and whatever, and like getting to know him was very different. But also, he was my senior there, so I had to be kind of a little bit careful like where I stepped, because he could still tell me not to do something, or it was his room, right? I was staying in his room.
Yeah.
Very much less shared space, but we, in the end, we got along just fine. Really liked the guy. The second guy, that was an interesting one, because he was the opposite. Very much like, hey, I'll go out to the clubs, like go drink with my friends, like had a girlfriend. Very, very different scenario. Again, it's his room, so I had to be kind of careful where I stepped.
Yeah,
but like definitely a very high lofted bed in that room. So like, I could be up there and he wouldn't even see me. So there were multiple times where like his girlfriend would come over and like he knew I was there, but he's like, don't worry, he can't see. It's just like they would just go at it while I was in the room. I was like, fuck it, I don't care. I'm sleeping here. I can't see anything. I don't want to see anything. I'm just going to sleep. But it also like, it was very much a party room. So he was very social. So like the other guys would come around. Like one time I came back and like there was like random like brothers and other, like some of their friends and stuff came over. I was like, dude, I was just like coming back to like type a paper.
And there's like, someone was like watching porn on the TV. They were playing video games. Like, like two guys in the corner doing like homework. I was like, what is going on? Like, that was the opposite of where I just came from. And it kind of shook me. But then later that year, I got my own room. So in my first year, I had four different roommates. I moved in with a guy who was kind of useless. Like, I took pride in that room. Like, technically it was our room, but everyone knew it was my room. I took a lot of pride in that room. I tried to keep it clean. And this guy was just a complete fucking slob. I made sure that his mess was like always on his bed. So, like, if anything was left over, I would just like shove it on his bed or like kick it under his bed. Like, get out of here. I was not about living in small spaces with other people at all.
I get that.
So how was it after you moved out of the dorms?
Well, we got a 4-bedroom apartment. Me, my roommate, and then two guys next door to us that were also friends from high school. Decide to pick the rooms to do it fairly. We just put 1, 2, 3, and 4 on slips of paper and a hat.
Yeah.
And we randomly drew doors or rooms. The room I got was opened up into the kitchen.
Hell yeah. Was it like the worst or the best bedroom? Like,
it was probably the smallest. I think 3 of them were small. Like, me and the one, because there's a bathroom between mine and another roommate.
Yeah.
And then the other side, there was a fuller bathroom. It was like a half bath, but with a standing shower.
Like, being attached to the kitchen, though, was that a positive or negative?
The only time it was a negative was when one of our roommates didn't understand how to microwave popcorn. And put it in the microwave for 5 minutes and didn't check on it. So it caught on fire. So every time you used the microwave, it smelled like ass. And then that would come into my room. Other than that, it was just because the room was small. Well, our first year, our air conditioning didn't work. And we found out the summer.
It seems to be a trend with you.
Yeah. Well, our air conditioning just didn't work. So I was there for like summer class. And one of the roommates was also there. So there was like nights where we're just sitting there, both like in our respective rooms, doors open, windows open, just in our underwear, just sweating because it's so hot out. And the day before I moved back up to South Bend for the rest of the summer, the maintenance finally came around to fix it. And it turns out there was just one lever down on like the AC unit that somebody, I'm guessing some old jokester walking by, just turned it off because he just flipped it back up and then it worked. So my last day in the dorm or in the apartment before I went home for the summer, I got air conditioning.
You lived there for a couple of years, right?
2 years.
2 years.
Because then the other side had the bigger bathroom with like a tub shower.
Yeah.
And then the roommate I lived with in the dorm, he got the biggest room, which worked out because he was the tallest of all of us, too. Our living room setup was great because we had two different setups. The first one, because I had a TV and one of the roommates had a TV. I had an Xbox. He had a PlayStation, I think, and an Xbox at one. Or somebody else. No, his one roommate had an Xbox. One had a PlayStation. I had an Xbox. But we set it up first with, like, our couches back to back and then pointed at opposite TVs. That was always really fun, playing like Left 4 Dead and stuff. We're playing co-op games between the two TVs, but we're like back to back. I think the second year we pushed both couches up against the wall and then had both TVs up. Funny enough, one of my roommates was especially into anime. So was his girlfriend when he got a girlfriend. So they're both in the anime. The only biggest problems I remember having was I was the only one that consistently did my own dishes because I didn't want to inconvenience other people. But then it got to points where I had to do dishes in order to like use a dish. Like, I had to wash a dish off to use it or wash a pan out to use it.
Yeah.
And then he was the roommate that on our half of the apartment, we shared a vent. So for a lot of the year, my vent had like a towel and a sheet stuffed in it because he was in aeronautical engineering. So was his girlfriend. So they'd be pulling all nighters consistently through the week or be up to like 2-3 in the morning studying and stuff, but talking, and I could hear them through the vent. It's just a metal vent. So I had a towel stuffed in there.
I got so used to that. So, I mean, obviously I lived with like, four different guys in my first year of college. But living, moving into a frat house 2 weeks in got me very used to just noise. I mean, yeah, we had our quiet hours and stuff, but I was down, not down. I was on the south side of Chicago with 50 guys. Like it was a loud place.
Yeah. But with that, I could have got used to that. It was more, it's just like idle chit chat that I would be hearing like echoing constantly into my room.
I just had it constantly. Like, cause we didn't have central AC in our house. It was all window units. Oof. And essentially you had to fight for a window unit. You were either willed a window unit or you like got your own. So like when anyone left the house, if their room had a window unit, like they would just will it off to people or it would go to the next senior person. I was lucky enough to get one at some point. I don't think I had it willed to me. I think there was actually an extra one when I moved in. But yeah, it got fucking hot in there. So most of the year, your window was open. So if someone was in the next room over talking and then their window was open, you just heard everything that was over there. It was all the way. And like if someone was a floor up or a floor down below you, you heard all the music and everything playing like in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I'd say the other thing, our apartment was really close to campus.
Yeah.
So like everything was walking distance from our apartment. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
I can't complain. Like 50 guys, you'd think it'd be a little sloppy, but we were pretty good. I mean, it would get dirty sometimes in between chore days, but we had our chores and everyone did them and kept everything pretty clean. The kitchen was always the biggest fight of like getting leftovers and cleaning up your own dishes and all that stuff. But for the most part, good. I was there for a few years. Loved it. Wish I would have been there longer, but transferred and got the actual college experience, getting thrown in a random dorm with a random person. Again, I was essentially, it felt like I was a freshman again, but I was essentially like a junior at that point.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird because there's no juniors just getting thrown into a dorm.
And by random, we mean
a
ranked national Yu-Gi-Oh player.
He was ranked. I mean, he was a star. I was going to say athlete. That's not athletic.
He's a nationally ranked Yu-Gi-Oh player.
Very, not very much not an athletic fella. Again, very nice guy. A few awkward masturbation moments, walking in.
That was your fault. Because I remember when that happened, you told me about how you got to class and realized class was canceled. So you went back.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very, like, you seemed very tense or whatever. Because you, like, walked in when he was, like, planning to masturbate. And I had mentioned that to, like, my boss at one job when I worked at Domino's. He was like,
yeah,
sounds like he was being considerate to me. Like, he was timed out your friend's schedule to bust a nut while you weren't there, and then you walked in when he was probably gearing up for it.
Yeah, that's very fair. Other than that, he was great. We
did catch you masturbating?
No, I don't think he did. I think he ever did.
Just did it.
Didn't do it sneakily. A whole lot in the room.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. Dorm life, jacking off in a dorm, it's pretty hard to do if you have a roommate because it's just one room. You gotta wait till they're like out of town or like.
Yeah.
Luckily, I always heard about like, doing it in the shower. I was like, tried it. It's like it's very awkward, like standing in a wet shower, trying to crank your wanker or whatever you call it.
Yeah, we had to have constant reminders in the frat house. Like,
yeah, don't come in the showers, shower. It fucks
what
up the
showers were and weren't for. Yeah.
Cum messes up shower drains, just so you know. If you're gonna jack off in a shower, wear a condom. Jack off
to the god.
Anyway.
Yeah, so other than that, he was good. Like, he'd pick up pizza for us, and we'd watch NCIS every now and then. That was all the hanging out we did. We never hung out outside of our room. I mean, he had a few friends around there, and they had some Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments and stuff, and he knew better than to invite me to any of that. there was a few, I mean, he did invite me to a few things, like if they were doing things on campus and stuff, if I had time, but I was pretty social by the time I got there. I mean, I just came out of 2 years in a frat.
Yeah.
And then I went to this other school where I also already had friends.
You also immediately after getting there tried to convince me to transfer there so we could start an
I was down
PICAP frat.
I was down. Yeah, like I knew enough people there that I was pretty social and out doing things. I was not in my room very much at all, so I didn't have to really cohabitate with anyone. And then I left, like, you know, 4 months later.
So, yeah, after a whole semester.
And then I went back home for a couple months, and that was not working. So you cannot go live on your own then move back home.
No.
It didn't work.
Plenty for me of people at all. Do, but so when all three of my roommates graduated at the same time, I was still in college. So that was literally like in between. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And then I went to your frat's Rose Bowl with you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I got a call from a friend that was like, hey, are you still looking for an apartment for next semester? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, because my roommate's moving out and I need a second roommate so you could sublet from him. I was like, fuck it, let's do it. This is a friend at the time, still friends with him. In high school, we knew each other. We yeah. never hung out outside of like Halo parties at one of my other roommates'
yeah, yeah.
houses. But like, we never really
interacted. You were strangers though.
Yeah. We knew who each other were. And then in college, we knew each other. We started like working out together. And then that was like the extent of knowing each other for the most part. And then we ended up living together. And he graduated after a semester, and then I had the place to myself, but he still paid like his month or yeah. his next like 6 months of the rent or whatever it was. So I just, only problem, it wasn't the roommate situation. It was the location. Cause I was in, cause Purdue's in
West Lafayette. That was the one you were talking about before.
Purdue's in West Lafayette. Yep. This apartment was in Lafayette, which is just over the river, which made like going to like bars and stuff a little more difficult because it's like either yeah. I have to walk a ways to get there or I had to drive and not drink much.
This was pre Uber.
Yes, this was way before Uber happened. But
in Lafayette anyway. We had Uber in Chicago in yeah. college. You guys didn't.
I started it because one day I went to pick up our one friend, our friend slash listener.
You've told
me yeah. drunk and it was downpouring rain, as my dad used to call it, a gully washer. But they were drunk at the Cactus, and then I was calling them to be like, where are you? It was like loud as shit in there, as it always is. And she's like, oh, we're not leaving yet. It's like, okay. And I go to pull off, and some guy knocks on my window, is like, hey, are you picking someone up? I was like, I was, but they're not coming. I was like, can you drive me and my girlfriend home? I was about to be like, no. He's like, we'll pay you $50. I was like, where do you live? And he told me the address, and I was already a delivery driver at that point, so I was like, yeah, I know where to go. And then he's like, hey, he's like, hey babe, get your purse out, we need to pay this guy $50. And then she starts pulling money and she's like, I only have 30. I was like, that's fine, hop in. And then another couple walks by. I was like, are you going up to campus? Like, he's like, no, they're driving us to whatever street over here. It's like, do you think you could go up to campus? I was like, sure, why not? Hop in. It's like, I got two more seats. So I drove two random, well, one couple home, the other couple like up to the campus bars. And I made like $35. I was like, and then that's where I was like, I invented Uber. But Uber had technically been around for a while.
So after that, I moved into a house with like your cousin and a couple other guys.
Still going on about that apartment.
Why is it going on?
Okay. Because I was kind of in a rougher neighborhood. I lived across the street from yeah. a village pantry that got robbed constantly.
You told us this. You've had like hobos pissing in your hallway and yeah. stuff. It was not a great place.
No, but it was $312.50 a month. So
I got a
for a two bedroom apartment.
So I lived with your cousin and a couple other guys. We've essentially had a party house for a few years.
Yes.
Like, they had it going already, and I needed a place to stay, and I moved in.
Yeah. Well, and then at that point, there would also, they'd cycled through a yeah. few different guys.
Yeah, and we continued to cycle after that. We definitely cycled through a few guys when I was there, too. So, good stuff came out of that one. And then, like, then we lost the house, essentially. This is the best way to put it. We lost the house, and
the best way to lose a party house is grandma and aunt decide we're moving back in, so you guys have to vacate.
And then I moved into a little house with one other guy
guy you worked with.
Yeah, I knew him for a few months because I had worked there, and he was younger than me. We literally moved into like a little 450 square foot house. That was an interesting one.
Also, not in a great neighborhood. Not the worst neighborhood in South Bend by any means. No. As far as the South Side goes, it was average.
Yeah,
it was on a main road.
It was on a main street.
Street, road, whatever. Just got that. But you did have that one time where like the homeless lady was yelling at you guys.
Yeah. She threatened his penis. I
don't remember what episode we talked about that on.
I don't know.
When did that come up?
It definitely came up. But at one point we had two dogs. His girlfriend moved in. My fiance moved in. It was a whole thing, like right before we moved out to New Jersey. And then ever since then, I've been living with my wife and my dog. My whole thing is, I want to know. You've had some living. After that, you moved out. You were on your own for a while. You lived alone after college.
You
moved back in with your dad, and then were alone, right?
He was dead before I moved back to the house. I lived an apartment by myself, which on my bed.
I was thinking summer. The only time I ever saw you was summers.
So when I was up in South Bend, I was staying at my dad's house. Yeah. But after I moved out of the Lafayette apartment, I moved in with two good friends that I actually knew. And we had a great living situation because it was a 4-bedroom apartment that they would rent out to 3 people and wouldn't charge you for the 4th room. So you just had an extra room.
Nice.
So we get in there to sign the lease. They're like, it's either $395 a month each, and you pay electric and your own internet and cable, or $435 a month apiece and all utilities are covered. So we're like, yes, we're doing that.
Yeah.
So we paid $435 a month, free internet, free cable, free utilities. And it was amazing. And then our apartment, like across the parking lot, was a pool. Like, it was an awesome living situation. Granted, me and the one roommate, we both dropped out at the same time, because we would end up watching Boy Meets World all the time instead of going to class. And then we fell into he lives down here now, but we're still really close friends. But I don't know if it's so much just college us was different, but we were definitely negative influences on each other for a bit. Because it'd be like, what do you do? You eat dinner yet? But like, no. Like, you want to get pizza? I'm like, okay. It's like, sure. And then we order pizza. It's like, you eat dinner yet? No. You want to get pizza? Nah. How about Chinese food? Okay. And so there's a lot of that. And then a lot of getting home from work. Like, all right, what are you doing tonight? Like, I'm probably going to stay in. What about you? It's like, I might go out. It's like, yeah, if you go out, I'll go out for a drink. Then 4 a.m. we're walking home drunk, like with Chinese food or AJ's or whatever. But that was like minimum like 4 nights a week. We got pretty bad at one point, but then from there, I moved into an apartment on a different part of, like, just south of campus behind the Cactus Bar. Yeah. And I got that one because he wasn't sure if he was even staying, like, if he was going to get back into school or not. If he's going to get back to school, he's going to stay on campus or like live there. If not, he was going to move back home. So I like panicked and signed a lease for like a 2-bedroom apartment one place, assuming he was going to sign. Yeah. But then he never did. So then I ended up with a 2-bedroom apartment that was like a bit too expensive for me. So that was a little bit of a rough situation there. But from there, I got a job up in South Bend, moved into the house that my sister and I inherited that I was going back and forth from, like, checking on. Living there alone sucked because I was especially compared to what I'm making now, like, I was making no fucking money.
Yeah.
And I was in a situation of like, basically, like if you bought a fixer upper,
you would have to fix the house. Yeah.
The house was a fixer upper. It got sold as a fixer upper, but I worked nights and had no money. So anytime I had time off to do anything, I start a project and like find three more things wrong. Like one time there was like a side, like the dining room area next to the garage just had like boxes there that just needed to be cleaned up. And so one day I was like, I'm going to go clean up that area. I like bend over to pick something up. I put my hand on the wall and it just got just through the drywall. And I think because we talked about anxiety a while back, I was like, not at that point, still not fully sure what anxiety was. I definitely had plenty of anxiety attacks in that house. I don't remember all of it, but there are times where it's just like, just hands go through the fucking drywall. One time my dryer just broke. Like it just stopped spinning. I was going to say, I ended up fixing that on my own eventually. Like I Googled what a dryer, and it was my uncle like talked me through how to like open the front of it. And then I took the tumbler out and found out the belt came loose and was able to put the belt back on. Like I got that, being in the trenches there taught me how to be really fucking handy now. Like there's like that, you know, that monstrosity of a tree in the front yard with like 1,000 branches.
Yep.
I was up in that tree at least like 20 feet off the ground, like cutting dead branches down, just able to get up there and do shit.
I know after that you were in an apartment alone for a little bit.
Almost 3 years.
Yeah. And then you had a crazy situation with a roommate.
Well, before that.
Recently, and then now back alone.
I say I moved to Indianapolis and I lived with my sister and brother-in-law for a couple months.
Yeah.
I lived with my grandpa.
Before I moved here. Best roommate I ever had. Yeah.
Besides your wife?
No.
But, living with, similar to like moving, because we've talked about that, like dynamics of like the older sibling sometimes being like a second parent, depending on the household. So my sister and I kind of had that dynamic growing up. So living with her, like, after a little bit, is like, I feel like I'm overstaying my welcome. She's getting like short, like, she doesn't. She's telling me there I can stay as long as I want, but I was like, I know there's a time limit on this, and I feel like it's ticking. But a friend of mine just happened to post on Facebook. It's like, who needs a roommate in this specific area, which is the exact area I was working. I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, me. But it ended up being like sooner than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah.
But then COVID hit, and then that changed everything, but... Yeah, after that situation, I'm living by myself again and enjoying it.
Come to say, do you prefer, like, I haven't had many, I've never lived alone, but I think in my head, like, because I've moved around so much, I've always treated it like I live alone. Like, even when I was in, like, the frat house, it was like, my space was my space, and I was like, I treat this as my property. And everywhere I've lived since, even in multiple houses in New Jersey and Kentucky, like before we bought our own house, even when we were renting, I've always like taken domain over my living situation and been like, all right, I'm in charge of this. Like even with landlords and everything, I always had, I was like, you know, I'll try and fix it first. And they were always cool with that. But I never had the chance to live alone. Do you prefer living alone or like with someone?
It depends on who the someone is. Because... I lived alone from August of 2015 up until like February of 2020. So like 4.5 years I lived by myself. Yeah. And I think like living in South Bend, I started getting a lot of like the real, cause I was perpetually single at that point. I started to get like isolation feeling of like being that personality wise, I'm a definite extrovert. So being like cut off from people for the longest time, like it drained or like you don't get that energy boost seeing people regularly. So once I finally moved, also I was in a, let's talk about that real quick. I've talked about it before, but the apartment I had in South Bend was in like just like a block away from the worst neighborhood in South Bend. Like it was straight ghetto. Someone got murdered two blocks down the street at a gas station.
Not what you want.
We had the flop house in like the side street by our parking lot that people were squatting in. We had people for a while were selling drugs in our parking lot because there was no like direct street view. There's a whole situation with that. I had that one video of the lady having a full on argument with nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Like
definitely lived in an interesting neighborhood.
It was not a good neighborhood. It was it was fucking like the brick road too. Like it wasn't even pavement. It was a piece of shit area. And I lived there for 3 years. Like I wanted to move twice. Like the first year, after the first year, I was like, I need to move, but then I didn't have a situation set up yet. So I had to re-sign my lease. And then same thing happened the second year. And then I was like, after about 2.5 years of, I ended up moving. Cause that was going to be the plan. Live with my sister while I ride out my lease up north and be able to move like in bursts rather than have to move all at once. But then right as that happened, I signed a lease with this other person at a place in Avon, which was a really nice place. One thing like I hated was in the summer because it was a brand new like subdivision with like a man-made like pond in the back and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We got thousands of mosquitoes and like mosquito larvae, like the little bitty ones to where like I went to our, no, they were
have to do with the roommate.
I'm saying it doesn't have to do with the roommate. I'm just saying that area. Like my car, my car would be covered in mosquitoes and I would open my door. Mosquitoes would fly in my car. But
yeah,
I think because then getting the roommate after that, I had spent so long without a roommate that it was one of the things in my head. I was like, I feel like I need a roommate. Like I need that change of pace. And it was like a friend from college.
Yeah.
But then after I lived with someone for like almost a year, I started to miss the good things about living alone. Like stuff I tended to be more like on my toes, like minding my P's and Q's, like having a roommate, like watching, like being too loud or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Making sure like I'm real. Cause that was the thing too. Like when I had roommates, I'm always like really most of the time, like really diligent about doing dishes and cleaning up after myself. Mm-hmm. When I'd live by myself, sometimes I like let that slide and like I need to get back in the habit of it.
I don't know because I've never had, but I feel like I'm the opposite. Like if I'm with someone,
you're messier with someone.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mine was always not wanting to give someone like the ammo to say that actually, I'm messy.
The only person, I take that back. Cause I was always very clean. Like in college, I was always very clean with people. Since I've been married, I'm definitely the cleaner one. But I also let it slip a lot more. Like I'm much more like, no one here is going to complain about it.
Yeah.
So maybe that is my equivalent of living alone, I guess, is living settled.
Yeah. I think like just letting dishes pile up. Like I need to vacuum. Yeah, I haven't.
Definitely.
But when you're sitting there, if you're living with someone, it's like, I'm not going to leave my dishes in the sink and have that inconvenience someone else. Not everyone I live with had that same mindset, but.
That's fair.
Couple of them.
I don't know. It was interesting. I wish I would have had the opportunity at some point to live alone, but it's never too late.
You have an auxiliary house in the backyard.
Yeah, just go live out there. Go live in our second building, in our guest house. I don't know. It was definitely interesting. Like, I'm glad I've had the experience to live with so many different people for sure. Like, it's changed the way I interact with people and be social.
I've never lived with a significant other, so that's
you have something you got on so me. Much more to look forward to.
I was gonna say, I until recently never really had a significant other, so
that's a whole thing, man. That's a serious discussion to be had of like, how do you cohabitate with other people? Because I mean, it's a conversation we still have ongoing.
That's the thing. I don't think four years in. With roommates, I don't think I've ever had that conversation. Like, set down.
Yeah,
like,
but when you address, know it's like going to be a permanent thing, y'all need to figure out how you're going to live together.
Well, yeah.
It's, we continuously
well, that was
still
when I had four roommates, we started off really like trying to be diligent with that. Like, we were two of us had cars. So we would time out like when we go to the grocery store and we would do stuff where like our first couple grocery trips were huge and we would like split the cost of it and stuff like that. But then after a while, it got to a point where we'd go to the grocery store and start picking out stuff. And I realized I only really bought like $15 worth of shit. And the other guy bought like $40. He's like, why are we splitting this? If that's all shit he wants and wants to eat. And I bought this shit. It's like, we also did that with milk because we ate a lot of cereal when we first got there. Like we would get bags of the Fruity Dino Bites.
Oh,
and we would destroy those. But we would like, we're like, how much milk do you think we'll go through? And that's why I'd get mad at my one roommate for drinking milk, just like drinking glasses of milk. I was like, first of all, that's fucking gross. Second of all, just quenching your thirst with regular, like whole milk. No, you don't drink whole milk. You lying sack of shit.
It's pee milk now.
Pee in your milk. But just drinking just vitamin D, red cap, whole milk, and just drinking a glass of that. It's like, bro, stop. That's gross. But also, it's like, how much milk are we going to go through? And we would go through like 3 gallons in like a week between four of us. And it's like, oh my God, like we all just need to buy our own gallons. But then I also would have one roommate that would use up his milk and be like, I'm just going to use someone else's because mine's gone. Did that with chocolate milk before, like getting like a 1/2 gallon chocolate milk. It's like, oh, I forgot I drank mine. So I saw that one. I thought it was mine. So I drank it. So it's like, so you drank all of yours and you drank mine. Or one time had like hot dog buns and one roommate went to the store and bought like.
Just hot dogs?
No, he bought a certain type of bread. I can't think of what kind of bread it was. It was like rye buns, like rye, like sausage rolls.
Okay.
And he tried one, didn't like it. So to eat his like hot dogs that he bought, he just used my hot dog buns because they were in there. And he's like, oh yeah, I bought these and I didn't like them. So I used yours. Like, you can have those. I was like, oh, I can have the ones that you said were gross. Awesome. What a guy. But then by the second year, it was definitely, we all kind of had our own separate foods.
I don't know. Like, yeah, again, I'm glad. It definitely takes some getting used to when you're with someone, especially if you're with someone long-term.
We all also never lived in a place outside of like a dorm or with our parents. So we didn't know shit. So we figured out stuff as we went. The second year was definitely
I'm still figuring shit out.
I'm just saying, as far as like cohabitating, living with other people, there's a lot.
Anything else to add? Don't kill your roommates. Talk it out.
Yeah. Or just ignore it and count the days on the end of the lease.
Don't be the passive aggressive guy. We've all been there too, though. I've been there.
Just send snaps to a group of close friends about the goings ons, just to keep yourself sane, and just ride out the lease. That's what I did once. I won't say when, but it was one of them.
Solid tips.
I also said Snapchat, so it kind of dates me.
Yeah,
really.
I have living with people. It's a thing.
Yeah, there's really no thing to sign off with. It's just
do it or don't. I don't care.
You don't do any experiences? I don't know. Just one thing to cap it off. You and me have never lived together. We've talked about it, but we never
slept together.
That's true. That doesn't count. But we've had that discussion of what if we roomed together when there was like a point I was going to move back to South Bend while you were still there.
Yep.
And then you went and got yourself a wife and then moved to Jersey. She wasn't your wife yet, but close enough.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
And then, to be fair though, I don't know how it would have worked if we lived together. It probably would have been fine, but
dogs would have been much happier.
Well, yeah. It was just a situation of like, yeah, it's like after high school, we never lived in the same city. Still to this day. But just to cap it off, this beer still tastes like shit. That's the only thing I have to drink on my desk.
I'm sure it does. I gave mine away to my wife. Perks of living with someone.
Give your beers away. On that note, this has been Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy. What happened? I hear a rustling and you're holding the bottom of the microphone. We're leaving that in. That's how it's ending. I'm not redoing it.
I'm sorry.
Stop recording. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.